Hello.
Hello there. It is the Anya's here.
It's been some time.
It really has.
Sorry for not uploading. What the? Yeah.
Yeah, we've been busy bees.
Yeah, we had final exam. Well, midterms, as they call it in the US.
And I had the SATs.
And I will have the SATs
Ha ha
after I.
ha. We don't talk about that. This is a happy place.
Well, first off,
SATs are so stupid.
yeah, what the heck? They're so unnecessary. How can you, like, expect us to throw all of our knowledge into 1 5-hour exam or three or whatever it is?
And like, nobody has the mental capacity to just keep going and doing shit for 4 hours, 4.5 hours straight.
Yeah.
Like, no breaks. Like,
Like,
10 minute
yeah.
break. Like, no.
Like, when else in your life, in any other job, are you going to have to sit and write a 4-hour exam on math and English? Explain to me, please, America. It's not copyrighted. Yeah. What? It makes no sense. Like, nobody wants to have to do. Okay, first of all, exams are so unnecessary. Like, yes, test me on it, but how should just testing me on it give you the information that you need to know all about me?
True.
Right?
But at the same time, like, we have a pretty good system, I feel, where it's like thinking and transfer instead of just knowledge and understanding.
That is also
And
true.
also communication. Like, it's only a piece of the whole puzzle.
Very true. I think our system is good, but colleges and the SAT is like, I hear that they are being less strict on it, but that's debatable.
It's always like a benchmark you have to like pass before you can apply to any IVs. Like, you have to get a 15 and above because everyone who's applying is getting 15 and above.
Thank
Not
you. This is why
me.
we ain't going to the IVs.
Ha!
Ah! Okay,
Yay!
wait, you
Sorry,
might
nerd.
be. I might.
No, let's not. We know
Never
what
know.
to do. But anyways, besides that,
Besides
we are finally at the break of winter break. We are at winter break finally, after all this time.
Oh,
This past month has been a piece
hectic.
of shit and a half.
It has been exactly such. It has been crazy. Both of us have been super busy. We barely hung out until now,
This is
actually.
our first sleepover since the beginning of summer.
Of the year. We didn't have one in summer, did we?
No, I didn't.
Wow.
That's kind of
Christ.
super
It's been a
sad.
year. This is the life.
We used to have them all the time.
Yeah.
We actually had time.
Crazy.
When people say junior year is hard, you're always just like, eh, we'll see about that.
It's
But it
hard.
actually is.
Much harder than you think. It's like it's a time suck. You're always constantly working. You feel so much pressure because it's college. And then, like, your social life just disappears because you don't have time anymore. Hell, I haven't left my house since November 1st. This is the first time I'm leaving my house since November 1st. That's really sad.
That's a
No,
lie.
it's not. Like, to hang out with people, yeah.
No, you went to like the Madras Club and hung out with your friends.
No, I went for the gym to Madras Club, but that's part of, like, my routine.
No, like you hang out with people at Madras Club.
Not until break started,
Oh, okay.
which was like a couple days ago.
Fair enough.
So,
Yeah, same.
Jesus.
I haven't hung out with anybody
Good Lord.
until break started.
That's depressing. Okay.
Yeah. But now it's exciting. I went to a party. I got a little loose, but not too loose.
She was careful.
I was
Proud of
careful.
you. Proud of you.
And that was a nice way to relax. Yeah.
That's
Apparently,
good.
yeah. And now I'm going to Australia for 10 days. Just another way to
Exciting.
relax. I'm going to go thrifting. Go to the ocean. It's going to be a good time. I might go scuba diving and see some sharkies.
That'd be super cool. Because we both are scuba certified.
Yay!
So that would be
But my
so cool.
mom really does not want me to go. Because
What?
she doesn't want me to be eaten by sharks.
You're not
That's
going to be eaten by
exactly,
sharks.
exactly.
If you're with a scuba team, if you have a scuba buddy.
But at the same time, it is like pretty dangerous, not gonna lie.
Well,
Because.
yeah, it is a given, but would you give up the experience?
No, because like you're only in Australia once. And like, what are the chances that I'm just so happen to be certified as well? Like, that's
Exactly.
the best place to go scuba diving in the world.
Literally, exactly. You couldn't go to a better place, so it would be
Yeah.
worth it. It'd be so
Yeah,
worth
it
it.
really would.
Wow.
Plus, isn't, what's it called, Paddy? That's an
Yeah.
Australian. Yeah.
Pretty sure it
I'm
is.
pretty sure it is as well.
That would be so perfect.
I know. Mother. Let's hope.
I can see some turtles.
Turtles. I can see some turtles and some sharks.
Yeah. I want to see a shark. That's the thing.
That would be really cool.
And I want to see a manta ray and a stingray.
I
know, that's right.
Yeah, wouldn't recommend. Steve Irwin died because of
one. Yeah.
That always haunts me. Rip Steve
always
Irwin.
Haunts you too. What are you doing over break, Anya?
I am here working over break. I'm going to be doing some fun SAT prep, working on my APs and my IBs, my B stuff. Oh yeah, I took up IB film, worst thing that I have ever done.
AP Chem, arguably harder.
Uh-huh.
Arguably sucking my fucking life.
Yeah, my
God. I'm swearing too much.
It's okay, it's allowed. We already warned these people.
AP Chem is the worst.
Oh my God. IB film, like it's IB film SL, but I'm taking it online. So my teacher's sitting somewhere, I'm not gonna say where because you might know him.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure he hates me already.
Yeah.
And I will send in like my best analysis paper thinking, you know what, I could get a fucking A on this, I'd say. And I get a C. Excuse me. Like I have a 57 in this class. Like Jesus.
Would you say it would be, like, a better class if it wasn't online?
Hell yes. It's filmed.
It's mostly
like,
the online part.
Yeah, because it would be so much more helpful if I had a teacher that could show me how to, like, actually use a camera and, like, tips and stuff. Because if I want him his help or advice, I have to email him, and he responds in, like, a day. So, doesn't help my last-minute ass. So, yeah. But other than those hardships, break is going to be good.
Break is going to be so good. I'm going to have to study for chem and the SATs. Well.
Yeah. Why do we have to study? Why?
I don't know. I had to study. I literally could not celebrate Thanksgiving because I was studying the whole time.
Exactly.
So annoying.
I think it's
can
so unfair.
Dude, we're children. We shouldn't be forced to study this much. Like, we're supposed to have fun. Like, yeah, we'll study, but why are we cutting our social lives and sleep out for studying? That's so unhealthy.
True, but honestly, like, we kind of have it a little easy, because Korean kids are literally always sleep deprived.
That is very true. I don't think I've ever met a Korean kid that has gotten a consistent 8 hours of sleep.
So. Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of strange.
Oh,
my doggy's so cute.
His
dog is here, and he's so cute.
Can you guess his breeds? What breed? He's like, I'll tell you, he's three breeds. Guess them.
Maltese.
I think I told you this.
I think so. Maltese?
Yes.
Poodle.
Yes.
And something else that I can't.
It's kind of like fucking hairy. It's kind of blatant.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? I'm lost.
It's a Yorkshire.
Yorkshire!
Because look at him. His colorings are Yorkshire.
Oh, you're so right. I'm so stupid. He's so cute, though. He's so cute.
I love how he's, like, fuzzy, but I love how he's curly, but also straight.
Oh, he's so soft.
Come here, my love. Yes, I know. Oh, the happies. Yes, yesterday, Anya and I were watching the Rick and Morty season 4.
Like, yes.
Pretty much,
by the way.
Don't you go on the floor. I'm not cleaning your paws.
Saving him.
Thank you.
Yes.
But yeah, it was a good time. Wait, what was your favorite episode out of those five?
I think the
sit.
I think the toilet episode was kind of...
The toilet one?
Oh, that one?
That was pretty funny.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Of how exaggeratedly stupid that was.
Yeah.
But the dragon one was pretty whack as well. That was pretty whack.
That one was really whack.
It's very interesting.
Very, very, very whack indeed.
So sorry for the background noise, but also not sorry because, well, we're doing what we can.
Yeah, we're in a pretty quiet place this time.
But yeah, my goodness.
I think mine has to be like the time travel snakes one. That's so funny.
Oh, that was pretty funny too.
And like how they have their own language and them just having snake jazz doing their own thing.
I swear to God.
It was just really funny. I loved it.
Yeah, for sure. Rick and Morty's great. I think Rick and Morty, Adventure Time, and Gravity Falls are my top three teen TV shows, like young teen TV shows that I love.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, Gravity Falls had, like, an actual plot.
It did. Adventure Time kind of did.
True.
It was a drag.
It was very slow.
It was
yeah.
very slow. But I mean, they went on for like 10 seasons.
But I love like the background lore, you know, the whole like, oh, there's a war before, and this is the post-war.
Yes.
Like, that wasn't even their plan until like after a couple seasons.
Exactly. But I think it's really, nice. I really like the Adventure Time like story and what's it? Backstory.
Yeah.
I like how they weave the plot.
Yeah.
And how the characters all connect.
Yeah.
And also, can I just say, spoiler alert for the season finale.
Yes.
Bubblegum and Marceline. You guessed it. You knew it. But I was blind to that. I was so shocked by that. Like, I genuinely
I only knew
it
because I heard, I saw videos on YouTube where it's like, oh, they'll, and like, I'm pretty sure the creator, like, confirmed it at one point, but she was like, oh, those two are exes, but we can't confirm that on TV because of, like, rating. Not ratings, like, just because of, like, it wasn't as accepted, you know?
Right. I did not, I literally was so blind to that. And then it happened, and I was like, everything makes sense.
Yeah.
And it just clicked.
Especially that episode where, like, they were going in
the tunnels.
In the tunnels.
Varmints? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, they were like, oh, we used to come here and sketch, and like they're both getting really emotional.
Yeah, yeah.
And they like, you could see that they both cared about each other. So I'm like, oh, that episode was like, those two are exes.
Oh my gosh, that was crazy though.
Yeah.
But I almost cried. That was so cute.
Yeah.
I 100% ship.
Bubbleen. A big step up from what's his name?
Ash.
Ash.
Oh my god.
Me is hungies. Me wants a sandwich. Stupid
Make
Ash.
Me a sandwich.
I hated Ash.
Me
he's
too.
Such a jerk.
Me too. His freaking, like, hair and nose thing. So
oh
weird.
Oh my god. His style was just beyond.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Why was she into that?
I don't know. Marceline is an interesting character. I really liked her. She's always been, like, one of my favorites.
Same.
But Jake, though, is my favorite. Because
really?
He's so funny.
That's very true.
He's so just... He's like... Yeah. I think Marceline and Jake are just...
I honestly just love Marceline's style, bro.
Yes,
her style is on point. That,
very.
That one episode where they were at the door of the key guy, and she was wearing, like, that red blouse and, like skinny jeans and, like, knee-high boots. I was like,
she has
it's like,
awesome style.
And it's always changing, and her haircuts are also always changing. They're always so good.
I just love Marceline's entire persona.
Same. Really well done.
Very.
And her voice actress as well.
Her voice is really good.
Yeah.
God, I love the songs as well in Adventure
Same.
Time. Like, I think my favorite one is probably, I don't remember what it's called, but the one that's like, let's go to the garden. I can't sing the rest because it's probably copyrighted.
Yeah, yeah.
But that one is, that was my favorite one. And then.
That's the same.
Yeah, that's so pretty.
There was one that was like,
That one?
I don't remember that.
I like that. It was so slow.
Huh.
I love it.
And the one that they sang when they were opening the... Oh, I'm Not Your Problem.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was also
That's
really
a,
emotional.
That was a bop.
That was a
day.
Real bop. That was a... That was
for Miss Bubblegum.
Yeah, exactly. That was from the heart.
Yeah.
That made a lot more sense after the season finale.
Yeah.
Such a good show.
And also how Simon came back. And
Simon
Betty.
Oh,
babe. I have no idea where they're gonna end up taking the show.
I'm really curious to see what they do with the show.
I hope they don't mess it up, honestly.
I hope so too. I really, if it's Pendleton Ward, then it should be good.
Yeah.
But if they're doing something else where somebody else is adapting it, I don't think they are, but hopefully not. But I'm excited. I'm so excited. We're gonna binge that.
Yes. Hopefully, if we have time.
Well, yeah, that's true. Guys, junior year takes away all your time. What the heck?
Yeah.
Literally, where has it gone?
And also, especially in our school, like, the jump from 11th to, from 10th to 11th is pretty big.
Wild.
Because we don't take any AP or IB classes. If you do, it's pretty difficult almost to get into APs.
Exactly.
In 10th grade. Whereas other schools, it's just like, you want to take it, you can take it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Like, the prerequisites are pretty low.
They are. And then once you hit... 11th grade, everything just, like, the shit hits the fan. Like, you're fucked, man. Man, I'm not excited for the SAT. I don't think anyone ever has been, but I'm just really not looking forward to it.
Some people are so irritating.
What do you mean?
Like, you'll be at the SAT center, right? And you're over there, like, shitting bricks because you're nervous.
Yeah.
And someone next to you will be like, I'm not nervous at all. It'll be fine. It took me so easy.
Suck my dick. I'm sorry for my language, but...
Like, I don't want to hear the word easy. Like, no. I don't want you to freak out with me, of course. And I don't want... But I just be like, it's okay, you'll be fine. Just say that.
Yeah, you don't need to be like, it's gonna be sneaky. Like, there's one kid in my math class who does that. Mm. He's a ninth grader. He's in my math class, 11th grade math class. And this boy, like, he knows I'm not great at math. And he asks me straight up. And he's just like, how can you be so bad at math? And I'm like, bitch, I didn't choose this life, okay? Like, what would you want me to say? And, like, whenever we do a test, he'll be like, oh, I got a 777 out of 8. Like, I'm so sad about my score. And I'm just like, I'm sitting at a 3. If you want to hand me some of those, I'd be down.
I like it better when people, like, keep their grades to themselves.
Yeah.
There's one person who I just, like, I cannot stop being like, I just respect the hell out of him.
Who? Oh, yes.
Because, like, this one kid, and he just... He quite visibly never gets sleep.
But he's never
complaining about it.
Yeah.
He's never like, oh my god, I'm so tired. I slept this much because I was studying the whole time. It's just like a constant thing in his life where he's now just like, yeah, I'm always tired.
That's my life now. Yeah.
And it's great because you know he's been working really hard and he gets really, really good grades. But after a test, like after we take AP Chem together, after an AP Chem test, I'll look at him and be like, how was it? And he'll do this thing where, like, he's, like, cutting his hand. How do you explain this?
Cutting his neck with his hand, like a
And his face just is a little cringe, like,
Yeah.
And then he gets his grade back, and it's like, all 8s. I'm like, bro, I thought you were one of us, you know?
Exactly.
But just super freaking humble. Great guy.
Yeah, humble people.
Definitely a smart person, but keeps it to himself.
Doesn't
always answer every single question, lets people answer it too, even though he's fully capable of answering every question and letting us like absorb. He lets us actually think.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. I think the only people that piss me off are those who don't study, complain about it, and then get really good scores.
Yeah.
Which just stop existing. Please. Like,
yeah.
First of all, you waste all of your time, complain about how you procrastinate, and then you get A pluses. No. The planet does not have space for people like you.
Get to, like, a harder class or something.
Yeah, just go fucking get to college already, alright? Nobody wants you. Yeah. Okay, that's a lie. That's mean. But still, it's still not fair, because I work really hard to get good grades. And Anya works really hard to get good grades. So just seeing people not have to work and get these A's is like, there goes all my hard work down the drain.
Yeah. It makes you want to, like, it makes you lose hope almost.
Yeah, exactly. You're just like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Makes you feel like shit. Like, I don't understand why schools focus on everything so much. Why can't you just see a kid's skill set for a kid's skill set and be like, okay, this kid is good at this. Why don't we just focus on that rather than, oh, they're good at this, but they suck at math. Therefore, we cannot accept them.
True.
That's so unfair.
I think they just want, like, a well-rounded kid. Because if you focus all your attention into one thing, then everybody can do that, you know?
That's true, but imagine what would happen if everybody was really good at what they are good at. Then we'd have a world full of people who are really good at what they're good at. And we can all help each other.
True. And that's kind of what we're doing, though, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when you get, like, when you people go into further studies in college and also getting their bachelor's and master's.
True. But starting in school would hone those skills better. Plus, it would make you feel less stupid. Because, like, true. I suck at math, but I still have to do it. And yet, I still, like, feel shamed for it because I have to have good enough math for the SATs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, apparently can be a breaking factor for college. Like, you could be fantastic at everything, but have a shite SAT score, and you still won't get in. Like, that is unfair. Yeah. Unfair. I just don't love that.
It is a scary time.
It is. I mean,
it can really, like, make or break your college.
It can. Again, I don't want to, like, complain because I have a pretty comfortable life, but that one aspect of education is just like,
Moving away from the
Education.
Yeah. How has your love life been?
Ha ha! Why don't you go first? I think you have more to say.
Lies. I have not been developing as much as you.
Yes, you have.
No. Update them on how you're doing, though, because you...
Oh, right, right. Yeah. So the guy that I've been talking about the last couple podcasts or whatever, we're kind of dating, and it's been like 2 months. Mm-hmm. It's been a good time. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's been good. Honestly, we have a good
relationship, good boundaries. He allows me to study for the SAT when I'm supposed to.
Oh, wow.
And doesn't mind if I spend time for myself instead of him.
Right.
Not super needy or clingy. Mm-hmm. It's a good time. That's what I need. Nova, stop it!
What is he doing?
He's trying to get on the floor. I don't want to clean your paws again.
Nova!
How are you, Anya?
I am good. I don't know if I spoke about this last podcast, but at the beginning of the year, I spoke strictly that I did not want to have anything to do with any guys because I wanted to focus on myself. So that kind of, Anya, what are you doing? Man, it would be so funny if you guys could see this. Noah's sticking his tongue out, and Anya's sticking your tongue out. It's just really, oh my god, okay.
He's not licking my tongue, don't worry.
Okay. I know, it's funny.
But anyways, just continue.
Yeah, so I met a guy. He's very sweet, and he's new to school. We kind of started talking as friends, and then we got to know each other. There's a lot in common with both of us. A lot. Like, a shit ton. And it's really nice, because he's very sweet. He's a very good person. Like, he's very charitable. He does a lot of environmental stuff. And, you know, he's a good guy. And so we kind of are dating now. I mean, it kind of just happened all in a rush. We decided we really liked each other, admitted we liked each other, and then, bam, we're dating, apparently. So I have no expectations. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see where this goes. But so far, so good. I guess I'm happy.
Yeah.
It's, it's a ton.
This is kind of the second time that Anya and I have been in relationship at the same time.
Yeah.
The last time that happened, we never saw each other.
We literally never saw each other. It was so sad.
But that's only because your guy was leaving. So
yeah, my guy was leaving.
I couldn't, like, take your time.
Plus, but
this year is like,
it's better.
It's number one at the beginning of the year, more or less.
Exactly.
And neither of them are leaving.
Neither of them are leaving. Neither of us are leaving. And we are going to make an active thing to spend more time with each other. Because we don't have any classes with each other.
Yeah.
Which sucks. And number two, we need our girl time, you know?
Yeah, we do.
Like, this entire, like, we just had a sleepover after basically a year, and it was so relaxing.
Yeah.
It had been way too long since this happened, so. I think it's good that we make more time for each other.
Agreed.
Rose before hoes, am I right? You're welcome for that. Oh, science.
Yes.
But yeah, we're happy. We're doing okay.
We're in a lot more, for me at least, a lot more healthy relationship than
100%
for previous relationships.
I think agreed. I think we both have a bit more of a stable life now. Not including work, because that's eating us alive. But other than that, I think...
At least, like, we have our priorities.
Like, I think we have that straight, yeah.
It's like we have ourselves first and everything that we want to accomplish first.
And then we have each other.
And then we have the guys, just like a little side snack.
Little fries on the side.
Exactly. They're not the main course, but, you know, they help make life a little better.
That is true. That's very true. So I think we're doing pretty good.
Some advice. Do we have any advice?
Don't want any advice?
Getting relationship advice, any tips? How to find a boyfriend?
I don't know. Fucking go on the road and yell, "I need a man!" And then one will come at you. Actually, that's a horrible idea. Please don't ever do that. Do not recommend 10/10.
Fucking Ted Bundy comes out of the corner like, "Hello."
He called. No, thank you. Yeah. Don't come to us for that advice.
No, but
I'm kidding.
You've been pretty successful in finding mans and boyfriend material mans.
True. I would say just be willing to take a risk, but not too seriously. Like, don't invest into everything if you're in high school, because that person is not going to be your thing. Mm-hmm. Also, I saw this on Instagram, and this really, I don't know, this really resonated with me for some strange reason. But if you're dating somebody, if you're not dating to marry, then you're dating to break up. Keep that in mind so that, not like to get you down, but like so that you know it's not everything in your life.
Yeah. I'd say like high school relationships, especially relationships or like us where...
Yeah.
Especially in like relationships where you're in like an international school, because like if you know that you're never going to see them after high school.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially like you're not going to see anybody after high school. You guys are going to be in different like corners of the world, different corners of the country. It's it's going to be very, very difficult. Even if by the off chance you guys get accepted into the same like college or same region, it'll still be hard to make it work even after. So just don't expect too much. Have a fun time.
Yeah.
But also don't let love blind you.
Yeah, don't ever do that.
Yeah.
Because remember.
Yeah. If once that happens, then you're just like, I don't know, you're taking like away pieces of yourself and you're allowing like you're just allowing too much.
Yeah.
And you're not really yourself in the end.
And remember, like, if you're in high school, even though you may not, you can get blinded by love and you may not want to study that much. Trust me, I've been there, done that. Remember that your work is literally the most important thing in your life right now. Like, if you fuck up, college is fucked, your life is fucked. Like, I'm not trying to say this and be a mom, but don't let love blind you and stop you from working hard to get where you want to be.
Agreed.
Make sure you have your priorities straight and don't let somebody else get in between that.
Oh, I think one thing that is really important is, like, to find a guy who doesn't shame you for spending more time on yourself than with him.
Yes.
Because he needs to also accept the fact that
you're busy.
You are.
Or, yeah.
You are the most important thing.
Yeah.
We should respect that.
Exactly.
Do you want to end it?
Yeah, I think we should. So, thank you, everybody, for listening in. It's been Anya Squared with the Anyas.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys somewhat
food is cold.
Soon, hopefully. We're going to feed Nova now. Okay. Well, we don't have an outro.
Yeah.
But there goes the garden. Okay. Well, we'll talk to you guys next time. Should I end it?
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.